From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Secretary of State John Kerry says U.S. diplomats in Yemen are safe and the violence in the capital seems to be quieting down. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports Yemen is a key counterterrorism partner, so the U.S. has been watching the situation there moment by moment.
The U.S. says that Yemen's embattled president is still the legitimate leader, even after Houthi Shiite rebels made advances in the capital, Sana'a. The Houthis have been demanding changes to a draft constitution, and Kerry says those talks continue. All but essential U.S. diplomats were evacuated months ago, and Kerry says those who remain in Yemen are well protected.
So we have a very bare minimum of diplomatic personnel presence and a strong security presence.
This week, Houthi rebels fired at a U.S. diplomatic vehicle, but Kerry's spokesperson says no one was hurt. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, the State Department.
President Obama is taking his pitch for middle-class tax cuts and free community college on the road. NPR's Tamara Keith reports there was a message in the state he chose to visit first.
President Obama came to national attention with a speech where he said there should be no red states or blue states, only the United States. And so he chose Idaho, a decidedly red state, to begin selling his vision for the next 2 years.
I've got 2 years left in office. I am not going to stop trying to make our politics work better. That's what you deserve.
Congressional Republicans say that if he really wanted to get things done, he would have spent more time in his State of the Union talking about the areas where they agree, rather than rolling out an aggressive new agenda. Obama's next stop is Kansas, another state where every statewide office is held by a Republican. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Boise, Idaho.
Ratings agency Standard & Poor's is agreeing to pay $77 million to the U.S. government and two states to settle charges in connection with its assessment of mortgage-backed securities. In its first enforcement against the major ratings agency, the Securities and Exchange Commission is accusing S&P of fraudulent misconduct. SEC Director Andrew Cerisny says that includes charges the firm lowered standards in order to obtain additional business.
But while the financial crisis may be behind us, these cases are a reminder that race-to-the-bottom behavior, that is, loosening of rating standards in pursuit of market share, persists.
Under the deal, $58 million will go to the government's main Wall Street watchdog group, while $12 million and $7 million, respectively, will go to the states of New York and Massachusetts. According to the head of the International Monetary Fund, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is asking for another round of financial rescue loans. According to Christine Lagarde, Poroshenko met with her on the sidelines of the Global Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. In a statement, she says the Ukrainian leader is seeking to replace the country's current $17 billion bailout package with a new one. Stocks rose modestly today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 39 points. The S&P 500 was up 9 points. This is NPR. It now appears that a measles outbreak that California health authorities believe began at Disneyland has infected more than 50 people in that state. Orange County health officials say two employees at the park had tested positive. Three others have since recovered from the disease. Of the 59 confirmed cases in California, state health officials say more than 40 have been linked to the theme park. Measles has largely been eliminated from the U.S. since 2000. However, large measles outbreaks have occurred in other countries. The poultry industry may have to clean up its products. As NPR's Dan Charles reports, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is proposing new limits on dangerous bacteria found on cut-up parts of chicken and turkey.
Right now, about a quarter of all chicken parts sold in grocery stores carry salmonella bacteria. The percentage is even higher in raw, ground-up chicken. If the USDA's proposed rules go into effect, poultry companies would have to cut that number about in half. They'll also have to reduce the amount of chicken carrying another, less common microbe called Campylobacter. One company, Foster Farms, has already reduced salmonella by much more than that. But Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says the proposed standards are achievable by the whole industry. According to the USDA, reducing contamination to these levels would mean 50,000 fewer cases of salmonella poisoning each year. Dan Charles, NPR News.
Software maker Microsoft says it will update its next-generation Windows 10 software free to those customers already using the company's most recent operating systems. Company departure from past practice says it's part of an effort to hold on to market share across multiple platforms. The approach is similar to Apple and Google. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.